Bitter news for baseball fans. It's over. There will be no rest of the season, no World Series this year. The official word came this afternoon from Acting Baseball Commissioner Bud Selig.
There's an incredible amount of sadness. It is very hard, as I told the group on the phone today, to articulate to all of you the poignancy of this moment.
On this date in 1994, Major League Baseball players went on a strike that led to the cancellation of the 94 World Series. The 1994-95 MLB strike was the eighth work stoppage in baseball history, as well as the fourth in-season work stoppage in 22 years. The 232-day strike led to the cancellation of more than 900 games. The cancellation of the 1994 World Series was the first since 1904. Major League Baseball also became the first professional sport to lose its entire postseason due to a labor dispute. One of the things that stood in the way of a compromise settlement was the absence of an official commissioner ever since the owners forced Faye Vincent to resign in September of 92. As negotiations continued, the owners decided to withhold $7.8 million that they were required to pay per previous agreement into the players' pension and benefit plans. The final straw came on June 23rd when the Senate Judiciary Committee failed to approve an antitrust legislation by a vote of 10-7. On August 12th, the strike began. 7 months later, on March 29th, 1995, the players voted to return to work if a U.S. District Court judge supported the National Labor Relations Board's unfair labor practices complaint against the owners, which was filed 2 days earlier. By a vote of 26-2, owners supported the use of replacement players. The strike ended when federal judge Sonia Sotomayor issued a preliminary injunction against the owners on March 31st. On April 2nd, the day before the season was scheduled to start, the strike ended. What is considered to be Arkansas's first giant watermelon, Hugh Lassiter's 136-pounder, was harvested on this date in 1925. The excitement generated from this giant watermelon led to Arkansas's first watermelon festival, which was celebrated in Hope in 1926. The first five festivals drew large crowds. In 1928, for example, the crowd numbered 30,000.
I like big butts and I cannot lie. You other brothers can't deny. Now when a girl walks in with an itty bitty waist and a round thing in your face, you get...
This track became the biggest hit for MC and producer Sir Mix-a-Lot, who was born on this day in 1963. The single Baby Got Back reached the top of the American Singles Chart and won a Grammy Award. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Antoinette Grajeda.
Smooth skin, you say you want to get my bins? Well, use me, because you ain't that average groupie.